Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League Football podcast.
Sorry.
With me, Charlie Baker, and John Death Cadogan.
Deafened ourselves there completely and utterly. I don't know if it's going to come out like this on the recording, but in my headphones, I sound like sort of a Rage Against the Machine track.
I can see you.
I'm really peaky.
I can see you in a Rage Against the Machine like tribute act.
Really?
Let's go with your three best Rage Against the Machine tribute
three in ten.
Act names. Okay, so
Ray Against the Machine.
Ray,
of course.
What a great start.
Ray Against the Machine.
That's, I don't think we're going to get any better than that.
Killing in the Name of.
Chilling in the Name of.
Chilling just in there, the,
chilling in the Name
really
of.
It's like back.
It's Rage Against the Machine songs.
But done in an easy listening style.
Just like
on the bossa nova
fuck
keyboard.
You, I won't do what you tell me. Is that them?
Yeah, I forgot to also ask. I'm not going to have much time to edit this, so don't swear. You can have one. I'll bleep
that's
one,
it,
but
won't.
I'm not spending my evening bleeping.
That's two. We've done two. Ray Against the Machine, Chilling in the Name of.
Yeah. I don't know anything else about Rage Against the Machine.
If you were Welsh, the Welsh manager, Rob Page Against the Machine.
Page Against the Machine. There you go.
They're a Welsh...
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine tribute act.
And there we go, there's three.
That's it, that's your three.
There you are.
If anyone else wants to come up with... If you're in a tribute act and you want us to come up with a name for you, we are happy to provide that service.
We're there, yeah.
We are.
I went to see Peter Kay last week.
Yes.
And he was doing tribute acts.
Oh.
He mentioned Pete Loaf.
Oh, did he?
I thought,
that's
one of yours.
Oh, God, great. Great. Pete Loaf's good.
Pete Loaf.
Brian Maiden.
Yeah.
Did he do that one?
I think so.
Jeff Leppard? Yeah. I'm... Look. I will zip my lip.
Yes.
What was the bit, John? Just explain the bit to me.
I can't quite remember all the bit, but it was just... It was something to do with working in a club or something. And
yeah.
All the old... Yeah, when he was coming through and all the old tribute acts he used to see.
Okay.
Pete Loaf.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Jeff Leppard.
What other jokes did he do, John? Let's see if any of my other acts... Did he talk about anyone who was 6'2" in his act?
He didn't do that.
That's the thing to go next.
No, he didn't do Trago... When he starts going, what's about Trago Mills?
I've got to edit the joke. It's too long, the Trago Mills song, John.
Oh.
I'm standing on stage. I can't learn it all. I'm standing on stage while it's on and it's too long. I mean, everyone's enjoying it, of course.
Of course.
Because they're having a wonderful evening, the night of their life. But when I've been... Oh, God, it really goes on too long. I'd say it's a minute too long.
Brevity.
So I'm going to chop it in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The joke's sort of done by then.
Yeah.
Thank you to the people of St Austell and Linton in North Devon for coming along and all over the place. Farnham and still... There's four tickets left in Borden, if you're in that bit of Hampshire. There's 37 tickets left in Walton-on-Thames.
I was going to take two of those, but I'm actually going to come and see you in
Machuntlich Festival, comedy festival. It's very nice. Yes, it's been a right laugh, John.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone who's supported that. We've so far not talked about any national league, and there's probably a reason for that, but we're not a talkie podcast, John.
I'm not bothered.
So we come on now. I know you support Dorking now, and they're out. They're more or less safe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we are safe.
Why are they? What's their? I can't remember their nickname.
I actually don't know. No, call
yourself
idea.
Call yourself a fan.
I tell you what, though, they're 8 points ahead of Torquay United, and they're a part-time team in their first season in the division.
John,
that's pathetic.
John, we have had
that is disgraceful.
We have had the mirror image of the good luck we had in the Ashton Gate season. Late goals, late disasters, stuff going off people's knees, people getting sent off or not, you know, think of all those things.
Did you think it's karma that's just come
round? The good luck karma has come round and it's bitten us on the ass. Sorry, I'm very aware of the edit, John.
It's right down arse.
You have to say arse?
You can say arse. I'm not believing arse.
Keep saying arse anyway. Yeah. So, to be honest, if you go football and you watch non-league football, you've heard people say arse.
I'm always just quite wary of when, like, some, like maybe like one of my family will say, I was listening with your niece or your nephew in the car, and I'll go, oh.
Yeah, and they've learned.
Damn.
They've learned all sorts of
new.
Well, there we are. That's the way it goes. John, what's coming up in the podcast,
come
please?
Come on, then. So, on this week's edition of the podcast, which we are recording on Tuesday. You're about to head off to Boreham Wood.
I'm going talky Boreham Wood. Score prediction is 2-0 Boreham Wood.
Okay. I was going to say we could sort of record the podcast to cover all bases. So, you know, what a fantastic victory.
Oh, what a good idea.
Not a draw. No. Wasn't that helpful, was it? Or
I'll
another
do...
defeat.
Oh, yeah, you're going to put it out, but you'll put this out before I've been, so I won't record anything tonight for you to slot in here.
I'm going to schedule it for Thursday.
Okay, lovely. It'll be out Thursday.
Yes, I'm not editing anything.
Anyway, I'll probably see a lot of the people who listen to tonight.
I'm going on holiday. Sorry, I'm not being very lazy.
Enjoy
I'm going
yourself,
on holiday
John.
Tomorrow, so...
You deserve it.
I'm not around for the rest of the week.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
What's the Brighton manager called?
You deserved it. Yeah.
Yes. What else in the podcast, John?
National League
Come
news.
On now.
It was non-league day at the weekend.
Was it?
Because it was international break, wasn't
it? We should catch up with non-league break to see how we found it.
It's the face of non-league day.
Let's find out how much he enjoyed. We know he looks forward to it like Christmas once a year.
Every year they wheel him out. It's non-league day.
We'll catch up with non-league Ray. I'm sure he probably took in two or three games.
I think we last spoke to him and he was running the length of the country in his underpants.
Oh, was he?
because he'd seen Speedo Mick doing it, so he thought he'd have a go as well.
Does he still live at Trowell? Or?
He was last seen, I think, at the Travel Lodge, yeah.
Well, Trowell services
catch up.
Too far north for us next year.
Oh, yeah, of no interest. We'll have to wave them a fond farewell at the end of the season.
The tiny little keepers of the National League South.
But they'll be back.
They'll be excited, won't they? They'll be excited
they'll
about
be
it.
They'll be back. Brightling Sea Regent, all these things.
That was the trophy.
No, I was thinking
cup.
Of what's the other team on Canvey Island? Concord Rangers. They're back.
Lovely.
Welling.
Ooh, all the old jokes.
Yeah,
just could replay.
Should we just stick it out for a couple of years ago? See if anyone notices.
Go on. What else are we going to do?
Loads of letters, including a physical letter he never got round to last week.
We always like a physical letter.
Yeah.
But we're not going to give out our address. So, John, tell me what happened in the National League at the weekend. Although I think I know better than you, because I don't think you've really been paying any attention at all.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I mean, look, no, you're probably right. Okay. I don't know a lot of what happened. I'll say Saturday then. I've done it again. Second week running.
I love it.
I don't know why.
It's all that sushi you're eating.
Oh, for God's sake. Aldershot 2, Gateshead 3.
Ooh.
Which was, I mean...
Terrible for the goals.
Fair play to Gateshead.
Well done, Gateshead.
They just... They are... They, they're doing what you need to do when you're down there.
They're
picking up results. They're fighting. They're still in the mix. They're still in the relegation zone, but they're still in the mix, you know, and in with a chance of staying up. Terrible result for Aldershot. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, they're never going to do anything, are they?
They're never going to do anything.
They're bad against us.
They could still mathematically go down. They're still, you know, still...
They're not still going down, John. Aldershot aren't going down.
Someone could plummet.
Okay. Reeling them in, are you thinking?
Well, could
reel do. Reel them in.
Could do.
Okay.
A very good result for Gateshead. That Altrincham 1, Southend 0. So a great result for Altrincham.
Yeah. Southend on the beach. Literally on the beach.
Literally gone down the beach. Yes, not a very good result for them. Really terrible. But Altrincham still doing well. Bournemouth 0, Eastleigh 0.
I mean, would you take 0-0 tonight, John? Bearing in mind this go out on Thursday.
No.
This is Tuesday. No.
Draws are no good.
Wouldn't take the point.
Absolutely no good.
Take the point.
Something to build on.
Take the point and move on. Yeah. Build on it.
Fans were unreal. Yeah.
Well, no, I can't do it. Carry on. Yeah.
We'll see where we end up.
Yeah.
Chesterfield 2, Halifax 0.
Mm.
So another goal for...
Where are Halifax in the league, John? They've been absolutely
rubbish.
They're
in the mix as well because they're 16th. This is at the time of going to press. So yes. It could all change. They're only 6 points above the relegation zone. Aldershot, the same, 6 points above. So, who knows?
Who knows?
Anything can happen.
If you get your feet up, you know, and you're not safe...
Banks scored again for Chesterfield. Do you want to do the old Mary Poppins thing again?
Or
I think we covered it.
I think we covered it off. Jane and Michael Banks.
a huge result for Dorking, the mighty Dorking. Dorking 3, Maidenhead 1.
You love them.
Big fan of
Look
Dorking.
Your little face. Really,
just making
really
me laugh.
Brightened up.
Yeah. Good old Dorking. Good old Jason Pryor.
They'll be pushing for promotion next year. You watch, there'll be playoffs next year. There'll be Wealdstone next year.
Yeah. I do think probably Mark White should sack himself. They should probably get a proper manager.
Why? He's gotten to where he's
got
them.
Well, yeah.
Without him, it might all fall apart. Because all that'll happen is it'll be a right pick my son situation. And the moment they lose 3 in a row, which will happen, he'll just sack him and put himself back in charge. That's all that'll happen
if he does that.
So that's why ultimately that project won't work.
You're probably better off, just keeping him in charge. It is slightly mental. But, yeah, I mean, utterly classic Maidenhead at the same time.
Yes.
If we were still doing the equation, which we're not, because it was a load of rubbish.
John!
It would
maths is not rubbish.
100%
crunched out
with a Dorking win there. Maidenhead, just what are they doing?
Well, we've got them Easter Monday, and I'm sure they'll find some form then.
As always.
Sure, they'll find some form Easter Monday.
Maidstone 1, Woking 2. Maidstone were winning for quite a sizable chunk of the game, but Woking pulled it back later on, 1-2-1. Yeah. Injury time winner for Podrick Amond.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a sort of annoyingly good player.
Yeah, he is. Very annoying.
Yeah.
A bad result for Maidstone, who are down along with us. Maidstone also had, they had Booty and Bone playing
for them
as well.
Booty and Bone.
All for the double entendre 11.
Yeah, lovely. Sounds like a sort of paint company. Middle class paint.
We'll get something from Booty and Bone.
Yeah, some Booty and Bone. I need
Earth White.
Some Wanderer's Red.
North County 4, Scunthorpe 0. Scunthorpe giving an absolute shellacking.
Yeah, yeah.
16,000 there at Meadow Lane.
I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? If they don't go up, it's just, I cannot wait for the meltdown, John. I'd almost accept our relegation just to watch that meltdown. If they get beaten in the playoffs in the first game.
Because it's not going to affect us.
By like Wealdstone or something. It's just
going to
be
quite good.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't want Woking to go up. I don't want that to happen.
Well, look.
We
have no
Wrexham and Chesterfield.
We have no. We should look at where we said we got those. We'll do that next week. Look at the league tables we predicted.
I've still got it.
Let's do that next week. We'll look at those next week.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that. Oldham 1, Solihull Moors 1.
Boring.
Both safe.
Nothing happening for either team.
Nothing.
Oldham will probably give it a good go next year, I'd imagine.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? You'd think so. But you probably thought so this year as well. Torquay 1, Dagenham 2.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exciting, wasn't it, John? I listened to it because I thought, well, I'm going to listen to it. And I was really enjoying it. It was Paul McWell, Gary.
Well, Gary,
I see you've gone 1-0 up there, Gary.
I see you've
and then let him
chucked away a lead for the fourth game in a row.
I see you bought on Brett McGavin, who, as soon as he came on, we let in another goal because he's got the turning circle of a cruise ship.
I see Sean Dunellan's had another absolute mare at right back.
Just in the last 2
almost
minutes.
Like he's never played professional football before in his life. Where did you find him, Gary?
Where did you find him? Well, Gary. Oh,
was
God.
He working past the training ground one day?
It's depressing, John, isn't it?
But utterly predictable.
Is it all pointless, John? If Hartlepool come down as well, it's all been
every single
pointless.
Part of it.
Every single part of it has been pointless. The past 4 years, other than the friends we've made.
We have made some friends along the way. A couple of enemies.
But not many. Is it all pointless if Hartlepool, it looks like they're going to get relegated.
They're not
so Ashton
doing
Gate
great.
Is completely pointless.
Yeah.
Jamie Reid scoring one of those goals, Woking, the Woking game, Ben Winter, all those games. That's completely pointless because we're just back where we started. All that fun we had with all that beating, hammering teams 7-2, all those things, utterly pointless. So, and a complete waste of
Simon Block Jorgensen.
Yeah. Again, complete waste of 4 to 5 years of our life.
What was his name?
May as well have not done any of it.
The bloke who jumped out and took over was Stan Whedon.
Stan Whedon.
The whole
thing.
Mystery.
May as well have just done this for 4 years. Should have done something else with our life, John.
Do you reckon?
Do you think
we could have done a podcast about absolutely anything?
Absolutely
Mary
anything.
Poppins. We could have spent 5 years talking about Mary Poppins.
The Mary Poddins.
Mary Poddins.
Poppins cast.
Poddins.
Mary Poddins cast. Could have just done that. Now we're speaking to, and you, who did you play? I played, lovely. Look, like intricate detail.
Yeah.
We'd have loads of Mary Poppins fans. We'd be the go-to guys for Mary Poppins stuff.
We'd have Richard, what's the composer called?
The Sherman brothers.
Richard Sherman, yeah, would be there.
Yeah.
It's his favourite podcast. I never listen to anything else.
No, I love that. It's an absolute thrill to be on your podcast. Thanks, guys.
In fact, we could get Dick Van Dyke.
He's still alive.
He's almost 100.
Unbelievable. And instead, we've talked about non-lethal. It's just, I mean, I have enjoyed it. And I suppose that's part of life, isn't it? Enjoying the day in, day out.
You've just got to enjoy it, haven't you?
Got to enjoy it and not look beyond the end of today, I suppose. Could be, I think it could have gone a lot worse. I don't think it could have gone much worse.
No.
Because
not really.
It is the hope that kills you, as they say. So it's like, wow.
In the time we've been doing this podcast, we've had one relegation, one promotion.
And another
grim season.
A season we were 10 points clear at Christmas.
A season where a deadly pandemic called it off. A season where we were 10 points clear, blew it and lost the playoff final in the cruelest circumstances.
Yeah.
A season where nothing happened, and now a season where we're getting relegated again.
Yeah.
It's all pointless.
And which was the best of those seasons? Which was the one you enjoyed most, John? The National League South season.
Yes.
So maybe we'll have that
maybe
again.
Maybe we'll come
you
again.
Never know. You never know.
Wealdstone 0 Barnet 2, so local derby.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a fierce derby as
is
well,
it?
That one. Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
It? Did Corey Andrews play?
Corey Andrews, yes.
That's how I score. Like, John. I like that Notts County's mini slump has coincided with Conor Lemon Hay Evans turning up.
As we said at the time. Why not sign the bloke who is part of a team that crashed out?
I know. Four players from a team that went close and didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
And look what's happening.
And blew it in the final.
Look what's happening. Amazing.
Wrexham 3, York 0. Rob and Ryan were there, weren't they? They were both there. Ben Foster made his debut, came out of retirement, rejoined Wrexham.
Yeah. I mean, playing in the Premier League last year.
Yeah.
Look, I'm all for people buying the league. Good luck to them. I like it.
I don't have a huge problem with it. Do what you want. It's your money. Yeovil 0 Bromley 1. Dobber Lodge. Got the school. Bill and Ben's favourite player. Oh, Dobber Lodge.
Yeovil, they going down, John? They got new, they got a new owner.
They've got a new owner now. He's very funky, the new owner.
He's sort of like,
he's like,
hey,
really young. Hey, he's like, cool guys. Hey,
let's get out of the football.
Hey, dudes.
Check out 90 Minutes. is that all the news there, John? Is it?
What more do you want?
Well, we don't know Tuesday's. Predict Tuesday's results.
Come on.
It's good fun. No one ever checks.
Go.
Ready?
Yep.
Altrincham, Notts County, go.
Oh, Notts County 2-0.
Yeah, probably. Borehamwood, Torquay.
2-0, Borehamwood.
Dorking, Southend.
1-0.
I think 2-0, because they both score goals and both let goals in. Halifax, Aldershot. That's
geez,
a tough one. I think they will play for a draw. I think they will both want 0-0 or 1-0. So I think that'll be a draw.
I think I'll go along with that.
Gateshead, Dagenham. Dagenham will win that, I think.
Yeah, I think Gateshead don't win on the bounce. 2-1.
People can check these because the results will be out by the time this is out. Maidstone, Bromley. The plastic pitch derby. The 4G derby.
The cheaty derby.
4G Eco.
Bromley win that.
Probably.
2-0.
Wealdstone, Oldham.
Wealdstone meet again.
I think Wealdstone will win that.
No.
No, you think Oldham will win that?
Yeah, I think Oldham will win that.
Okay. Woking, Barnet.
Ooh, Woking.
That's probably quite a good game.
Yeah.
York, Scunthorpe. There's another one that they both need the points. So that could be
I think Scunthorpe are, I mean, yeah, they've got thrash at the weekend.
They're going to want to drag York into it, aren't they, as well? So
Scunthorpe win.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, Charlie's just popped out of the studio, bladder issues, and joining us in the studio, in his place, is non-league Ray.
Hello, John.
Ray, it's lovely to see you again.
Hello.
It's been a long time.
It has been. You haven't invited me on once this season.
I know. I think your journey is the first time this season.
Why is that, John?
It's just an admin oversight, I think. Okay. But obviously,
admin oversight. Who does he play for?
I think it's Maidstone.
Maidstone.
Yeah, the winger. Admin oversight.
I don't think we'll do a better joke.
I don't think you're supposed to do the jokes, Ray.
I don't think we'll do a better joke than that for the rest of the season.
Look, you're here because it's the face of non-league day.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it coming up this Saturday. And I love it every single year. I'm made to feel very welcome every non-league ground I go to. They all go, look, there's non-league Ray. Hi, Ray, how are you doing? You know, free pies, that sort of thing. And so it's... And because the rest of me year, I don't do a lot, to be honest, if I'm honest. I'm a very lonely person. So the non-league day is the one day of the year that I just feel happy with myself, happy mentally, happy physically. And I really look forward to it every single year. So I cannot wait for this Saturday coming. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.
I don't really know how to break this to you, Ray, but it was non-league day. This weekend just gone.
No, it's the weekend. It's the weekend coming.
No, it was the international break. This weekend just gone.
They always put non-league day on the international break weekend, and that's this weekend coming.
It was last weekend. This week.
Well, I will check. I don't think you're right because I am non-league grade.
So I know, I hate to break it to you this way because I don't like to crush a person. But
nope, you are absolutely correct, John. I have missed it. I mean, this happened 2 years ago, and I've missed it again.
Once a year.
It's once a year, and I look forward to it, John. And I cannot. I've got tickets for 12 non-league games. And if I get all 12 and get a programme at all 12 and I write down who played at all 12, then my friends, Keith and Brian, they will give me a special badge that they have made if I get to all those games. And now I'm going to miss out on the badge because I've not been to one of those games because it's the last weekend.
I don't know how you meant. There's a lot of noise about it, though. A lot of hoo-ha, a lot of it's non-league day. Get down and support your local non-league club.
I don't know what's gone wrong there.
You've just mucked up your dates somewhere along the line, haven't you?
Mucked up me dates. I thought, oh, yeah, looking forward. I think what it was, I was collating me tickets on which order of the team. It's quite tight between each game to go to over the weekend, and I was so excited by the badge. I think it was Keith and Brian told me about the badge.
Just
and
take your eye off it, yeah.
The badge got big in my head, and then I blanked out for a week, and I've missed it.
So I did wonder why we had you in this week when we should have done it last week.
I think you could have told me, John. Why have you left it? I've come all the way here, and I've missed. I could have been at a non-league game now.
But you could go to one tonight.
Been working towards next year's badge now. I have to go to 5,000 games. It's not 5,000, that'd be stupid. I have to go to 1,000. 1,000 games a year.
Yeah.
I have to go to get the badge from Keith and Brian.
That's a lot of games.
Keith and Brian, they've got high standards. And if I don't get a programme, I don't write down who in my book, who was playing, who scored, who the ref was, how many were there. I have to get it all exact to qualify for the badge. I've never seen the badge. They won't let me see it.
Are Keith and Brian on the...
They won't let me see
the
badge.
Are they legit?
Keith and Brian there.
I feel like they had a part to play in all this as well.
I pay them £400 a year each to be part of their non-league society.
£400 a year each?
And they have said, if I see 1,000 games a year, write down all the teams, write down the ref, write down how many are there, in an exact order, in the correct colour-coded pens... I do that, I'm qualified for the badge, and I thought I was going to qualify for the badge this year, and I've just missed out because I've missed the day.
Oh, it's next year then, isn't it? You're going to have to go.
I'm absolutely mortified. I thought I'd be, and I've missed some today. I'm shared through the streets. I'm behind already. They've just put the subs up to 500 a year each.
Oh my God.
So I've just paid that. And I'm behind already. I'm going to miss out on the badge again.
Well, there's games on tonight, so you could make a start tonight, or it's just back up to the travel lodge, isn't it?
Back to travel, I think. And,
get an early night.
I'm going to get back to
the
travel
lodge. Yeah, I think you need to look, just go.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yes.
Yes, there are letters. Give us a physical letter. Let me see the letter, John.
Oh, yeah, should I go and get it? Oh, tell you what. Hold the fort.
Unbelievable.
It's in my bag.
How long do you think you'll be? How long do I have to fill?
20
on
seconds.
On this non-edit special.
Stopwatch on.
Stopwatch on. There he goes. That's John goes out to collect the physical letter. Who remembers those? Do you know how much a stamp is now? Very, very expensive. A stamp. There he is, John, waving at me. I had a lovely time in St. Austell at the weekend at their art centre, which was quite a spooky place, actually. And when I turned up, I thought, well, I'm not sure about this. And then it opened out into this beautiful little art centre they've got in St. Austell. So that was nice. And then Linton, what a place that is. Uphill, down Dale. And I did have a go at them about
having
the second best funicular in the country, which got booed. They booed me for saying Babbacombe's funicular was better than,
oh, really?
Than the Linton
one. I think I know
what
you're talking about.
So there we are.
I don't know. I just clattered one of the interns with the studio door. Wow. Did he see?
What you do in your private time is up to you.
Why do they open outwards?
What have we got?
Who designed that? Oh, do you want to do the physical one
first?
Yeah,
let's have a look at it.
Here we go. The National Obsession.
Oh,
by hand. Now, I know whose writing that is.
Oh, right. Is it Gamini? Is it Nicola? Who is it?
It was .. Gamini's account.
.gk.
Do you want to read it
I'll
out
read
for
it,
once?
I'll read it out. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's a little change of...
Dear John and Charlie, on the ice, I enjoyed listening to the Nat Hobbs Pot recently.
The pottery one.
Yeah. The Nat Hobbs Poppins is the new...
Is the new one.
We've dropped the Nat Hobbs
Pot. Yeah, no, that's gone now, Gammy. Keep up.
Recently, imagining the quality of ceramics you might produce. I thought you missed the trick, though, as you could have said that once you were tired of the project, you could have sold the pottery to the Glazers. What a nice joke.
Nothing to do with the National League, but a lovely joke.
Along similar lines, when there was speculation about John's allegiance to Dorking, which we know is true and happening... I thought we might bring out a new podcast referencing both clubs called Talking Dorking. We've done that joke.
I think we did
we've
that
done
joke
that for weeks.
He was quite proud of that joke, and I thought that
right. We've done that
very good. But I did.
We've done that for weeks.
We've done that joke.
Done that. Keep up the great work. All the best, Gammy Knee. What a lovely physical letter.
Thank you,
if
Gammy.
If you see either me or John in the street and you want to hand us a letter,
but that's the only time we'll accept.
Yeah, very nice indeed.
If it comes in the post, then I'm afraid I will be taking out a restraining order.
John, have you worked out the FOV numbers at all?
No.
Have you not bothered to do that?
I've not done that.
Oh, God, okay. So, what other letters have we got?
John Greenwood.
Oh,
gets
yeah,
in
lovely.
Touch.
On the ice, John.
Says, good evening, Raphael O'Cardigan and Des Baker.
Okay. Okay.
Is he all right?
Don't really know what that is.
Nope, not sure.
Sure someone could explain it to us, yeah.
He says, I hope you're both having an enjoyable time in the Cotswolds. So we sent this during Cheltenham. In the Cotswolds, surrounded by people wearing tweed and smelling of Guinness.
Mm.
A thought, given that Charlie / Des, what does he keep calling you, Des?
Des. Don't know.
Don't know. As that must have come up at some
Raphael
point.
Raphael.
Well, that's my middle name, but
Des.
Des isn't yours.
Des. Don't know.
No?
Carry on.
It's established that the Not a TUFC podcast season doesn't officially start until the clocks go back.
Mm, yes.
Is it fair to say that the season officially finishes when the clocks go forward?
That is a good That's a very,
yep.
very good
it's
point,
over.
Isn't
it's,
it?
And he did say, on that
We've
basis...
had the whole of British winter time.
He says, on that basis, the away game at Gateshead was the critical for the goal survival. It was the last game of the season.
Well, it was.
Of course.
It was. It stands. The theory stands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we are, John.
This is on the ice, John Greenwood. P.S. It should be noted that John Pemberton took on the role of Director General at the BBC a couple of weeks ago, wondering how he's got on.
Oh, right, there we are. I remember what it was. Well done, John Greenwood.
They're of very
course.
Good.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Hey, John, great episode. Not great episode, great letter. John.
Hey, John.
John Greenwood. Stop playing LA McCann. John. On the ice. Really good letter.
Thanks,
thank you very
John.
Much.
Can you explain Des, though? I'm a little confused by
Des.
That.
Des. Des Lynham, Des Barrett.
Walker. Des from Des Coronation Walker. Street. Remember him?
Des.
He's married to...
Anyway, let us know, John. On the ice to you.
Who's he married to?
Has he got a FOF number, John?
He has, FOF 18.
Of course he is.
He's done what I've asked and then
Lovely.
Actually sent his
Thank
FOF
you very much.
Chris Webb says, was on.
Spiders.
Well, he says, following the potential allocation of the nickname Dave, because it's Dave Webb.
Oh, Dave Webb, yeah.
I feel it necessary to inform you that my brother is in fact named Dave Webb.
Oh, what a disaster.
After a brief Google. After a brief Google, I now understand the reasoning for the theorised nickname upon discovering the former Torquay alumni.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, old Chelsea manager.
Yeah. And
Torquay.
Torquay manager. Furthermore, David Webb is the real name for Jason Bourne, the no nonsense former CIA agent portrayed by Matt Damon.
Like
not particularly noteworthy or indeed deserving of counting as a letter at all, but time was starting to pass since I last emailed, and I didn't want you guys to think I'd forgotten about you.
On
the
ice,
up the goals. Eat a leaf, Chris.
Charlotte's Webb.
Don't bother.
The leaf's gone. That's gone out the window. It's all gone out. We've tried everything. We've tried everything.
Now, that was Chris's fourth email.
Has Chris Charlotte's Webb got a FOF number? He has now, John.
Jigunk. I don't think he did.
Why don't you know the numbers, John? It's like...
I've totally lost control.
It's gone out. It's out of hand.
It is hurtling downhill like a... What was it? Like a train on fire.
Like a funicular on fire.
Like a funicular on fire. Sorry.
Find it out.
I need to, yeah, okay.
Find the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Michael James.
Okay.
Says, hello, lads. Hope you're well. I have to say how much I enjoyed seeing Charlie in Brighton.
Oh, that's nice.
It was such a good show, and I wish him every success for the remaining dates.
Oh, thank you,
I did completely bottle asking Charlie for a selfie, though, which I regret.
Why would you bottle
you
that?
You are quite intimidating.
Very scary.
Say,
very scary presence.
You give quite a standoffish attitude.
What, when I'm going, hi, everyone. Thanks so much for coming.
Holding a giant pasty. I've just, you got to, yeah.
So aggressive. Michael, next time just say, and that would be absolutely, I'd be thrilled too.
Michael says, I've been really enjoying both your work recently. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh.
Would you ever consider properly filming your travels to Torquay games? I can't help but feel that the content would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious, wouldn't it? Would be hilarious. Listen, next year we'll do more. Listen, Graham. Stop playing LMMR.
Stop playing LMMR.
Next season we'll do a bit more. Look, you can do what you like in the National League South.
Exactly.
There's like no rights or anything.
It's like the Wild West.
It is.
Wild Southwest.
I mean, look.
He says, I said in my last letter not fishing, that I'm following Whitehawk and we're currently second.
Oh.
So there we go.
Sent his last letter.
Apparently. How many
letters is that, though?
We're handing them out here. That is letter two for Michael, so sorry, Michael.
One more
no
letter.
No dice.
One more letter, Michael, and then by then John will have found the list and you will have a number and we'll find some sort of a nickname for you. I'm thinking Jesse. Jesse James.
Jesse James, lovely.
That's what I'm going for.
Alan Wills.
Alan.
Gets in touch on the ice, John and Charlie. Lovely to hear Charlie's positivity the other week. He's quite right. I've been to many matches following the goals over five decades in four different leagues, all over the country, and even a cheeky pre-season tour of the Emerald Isle. It's no bloody different. Same people, same beer, same crappy journeys, same rubbish football, same fantastic days out. Bloody love it, says Alan.
Get on, Alan.
By the way, does John still retain his superpower of talking like Michael Caine after a few beers?
Oh, yes, that's true.
I recorded some of this the other week, and I've forgotten to edit it. I'll do it for you next week, because it's there. Up the yellows, says Alan, including new signing Michael Bublé.
Frank Bublé.
Frank Bublé. It's got to be Nooble, isn't it?
I don't know.
We came up with something else for Frank.
I knew
Nooble,
you were Nooble when you walked in. It was mine. That's all
it was rubbish.
If you're looking for Nooble, you've come to the right place.
Yes, very good. Pot Nooble.
Carry on.
Mark Ridley. Little Mark Ridley.
Little Newton there.
Says, hi, John and Charlie. I was listening to last week's pod and the first half was devoted to racing from Cheltenham. I decided to check my podcast feed to see whether I'd inadvertently subscribed to the National Hunt Obsession.
not a racing podcast.
He says, if you were to do a lower level podcast about horse racing, I expect you'd be covering gymkhanas and point to
point.
It's a lovely idea. Lower league horse racing. Really rubbish horse racing.
Yeah, nice. Gymkhana. Let's think of a good point to point podcast. What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. It's rude to point. It's rude to point to
just
point.
Just pointing it out.
It's rude to point to point.
And Mark says, I know you've speculated who I support. I currently support four teams and may add another to the roster in the summer. John has already started on this process. If UEFA can approve multi-club ownership, then there's nothing wrong with multi-supporter ownership.
Don't trust it.
Don't know if I agree. On the ice, Mark.
John's got one team. He's a one-team man, Dorking Wanderers, and he loves them until he dies.
Always have done.
Yeah. Anyone who tells you any different is a liar.
Let's crack on with Rob Baker.
Yeah, on the ice, Rob.
He says, sorry for hijacking the podcast, but it's the only way I can be sure of getting this message to the right person.
Oh.
I've met one of the loyal Foffs a couple of times this season, and we got to chat at the Hampton and Richmond FA Cup tie when he even bought me a pint.
Oh.
As you know, I've started some fundraising for an important charity as I attempt the marathon.
Yes.
In a few weeks. Rob is doing the marathon, yes.
He is. This is a good call,
actually.
He needs
to support him.
Yes, he's not only doing the marathon. Is this what his letter's about or not?
There is something in it.
Okay.
Imagine my surprise to say, so he says, he met this Foff, but wasn't quite sure who he was. Imagine my surprise today to see a generous donation made by one of the original Foffs and mainstay of the Nattles Pod family, Jules Nixon.
Ah, Jules.
Lovely
Jules. What a nice person.
Really kind and thoughtful of him, and I want to say a big thank you.
Ah, that Jules, I've always said the man's golden.
He is. How funny you should say that, because Rob says, this is an opportunity for me, and I know you have Hollywood-backed listeners these days. So one, can you share a link to my fundraising? Yes, we will tweet it out.
Of course we will,
Two, I'd like to nominate Jules as the third golden
Fox. No, never. Absolutely no
we
way.
We like you, Jules, but God, not
Jules
that much.
Doesn't need a golden Foff number. He's his own thing.
He's a gold Foff in his own lunchtime.
What a good idea. My brother is running the London Marathon and he's doing the Cycle 100.
What a nutcase.
And he's swimming 2 miles in the Serpentine, which is known as the London Triathlon. He's doing it in aid of Sands, which is a wonderful charity.
Yes.
And if you want to sponsor him, we will tweet out the link. Or I think if you go on, don't know. I'll find it.
We'll find it out.
We'll tweet it out.
It's probably the easiest way. It'll be on at Navspod.
It'll be on at Navspod. Find it on there, yeah. Good luck to him doing all of that. I know he did 20 miles the other week and he got round. So he's done a marathon before. Very fit. Very good.
Good luck, Rob.
Good luck, Rob. Is that the...
That's the letters, boy.
That's all the letters, boy. Get on there. How do people send us a bloody letter?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
That's nice, isn't it?
No, I'm not going to give out the address for a physical letter.
But we have to hand those to us by hand.
By hand.
And at NotUpsPod on the Twitter. There we are, John. Spot. I'm off to see Talk United play Boreham Wood.
Enjoy it. I'd love to be there.
You're off on holiday.
I
have a nice time.
There, but, you know.
And we will be back next week. Enjoy your National League football on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.